How would you describe the sugar maple's importance, both economically and ecologically?
Well, ecologically speaking, it's an important food source for a lot of mammals in the forest. Economically speaking, it's important for the maple syrup industry, and for its wood is used for hardwood furniture. So it's a very important species, especially in the northeastern U.S. and eastern Canada.
And what's going on with the sugar maples today in the eastern U.S. and Canada?
So a lot of recent studies have shown that sugar maple has suffered decline symptoms across the central and northern portions of its range, so namely northeastern U.S. and eastern Canada. Specifically in the northeastern U.S., documented declines have been observed in Pennsylvania, New York, and Vermont.
What did you and your team recently do to analyze the current state of the sugar maple?
Well, we investigated the growth rates of sugar maple in the Adirondack Mountains of northern New York State using a dendrochronological approach in which we use tree rings to quantify growth and evaluate the effects of climate and acid rain. So given the ring width for each year and each tree's diameter, we were able to calculate annual growth rates in the form of basal area increments, which can be thought of as the area of wood added onto a tree each year. We were pretty surprised to find that the majority of sugar maple trees sampled experienced declining growth rates. In contrast, only a small percentage experienced any positive trends. So regionally, growth trends were largely reduced after 1970 with a slight intensification after 1990. And as I said, these growth rates were really unexpected, and that was due to the fact that they had a strong competitive status, relatively young age based on the forest we were sampling in, and seemingly advantageous climatic conditions for the species. And in addition, documented reductions in acid deposition in the region should have benefited sugar maple's growth rates via recovery of some of the slower growing trees on some of the most acid affected sites. This wasn't observed, indicating that both healthy and unhealthy sugar maple trees were experiencing these reduced growth rates.
What's the implications of the distressed growth rate of the sugar maple?
Well, in long-term implications, so if these growth rates continue to decline, it could have definitely have severe implications for the future of sugar maple in the region. I would say it's definitely too early to make like a long-term projection. However, you know, there's more research that will need to be conducted to get to the root of this problem. We would want to think of it in terms of a maple syrup context as well, since that's such an important product in Northeast U.S. and Canada. And we would also want to think about it in terms of a forest ecology context as well.
What should be the next step or steps to help support the species?
Well, we would need to do more research to really get at what is causing. We need to figure out what's causing this problem first. So we don't know if it's acid rain. We don't know if it's climate change. We don't know if it's this competition. So we really need to get at the root of this problem to really determine what the next steps would be.